All righty, good morning. Sprock Hunter.
What's happening?
Are you good to go live? Because I forgot to set up our Twitch. Or do you need to put a shirt on?
Working all week.
No, I need to go put a shirt on.
All right, go put a shirt on quick because I got to get this loaded up anyway. So. Right.
Just because you were doing your bathroom. God.
All right, hang on.
All right, we're fine. Go put a shirt on. We got time. Right. We got time. It's not like we planned for this show. It's ridiculous. You know, we're just here. I'd love when I hear Hunter running up the stairs. All right, go put a shirt on quick. But anyway, we are going to be on Twitch here shortly. Don't forget to join us on Twitch. Twitch.tv /rock_107_WIRX.
Not bad.
Yeah, that was quick. I knew it was. I can always hear you running up the stairs. I can't wait for that day when I hear you fall and then roll down the stairs.
Oh, dude. You don't want to fall down these stairs.
No, those are. Well, because you got a wall right at the bottom of them, too. So if you'll roll down the stairs and then wham, right into that wall.
I saw there was one girl who fell down these stairs.
Oof.
We had a good I think you were here, actually.
Yeah?
Remember when Mackenzie fell down the stairs?
I feel like I would have remembered because I probably would have laughed.
And we all did. But I'm like, man, you know when Peter Griffin falls in Family Guy and his arms behind his back and it's all twisted up? And
yeah.
That's pretty much what it was. And I'm looking in terror like, oh, my God, that is not good.
Well,
she just pops up, kind of brushes herself off.
The good thing is your stairs aren't that far. So, like, it's not like you're going down, you know.
They're steep, man.
They're steep and then the wall at the end. But, yeah. I'm just waiting for that day when I tell you, hey, go put a shirt on, and you run up the stairs, and then you fall down the stairs. And then I just hear you yelling in the background, there's so much blood! Anyway. Well, you ready to go now? I sent you the link, so.
Yeah.
Oh, you're in it. You're in it. All right, there you go. So, again, twitch.tv/rock_107_WIRX. I realize it's my fault. I had to use the little boys' room. And I didn't have it set up in time, and I apologize. I apologize, you rotten bastard. Anyway, let's get to it, folks. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. You know you want to pump it, so pump it.
Pump it up.
Pump it up. Well, payphones are making a comeback, sort of. A group in Philadelphia calling themselves Philtel. It's P-H-I-L-T-E-L. Anyway, okay. And describing themselves as, quote, amateur phone collective. I have set up an old-school payphone, like bank, in neighborhoods and connected them with online capabilities, allowing users to make calls anywhere in North America. While it's a fun engineering project, it's also helping people who can't have cell phones or looking for a way to protect their privacy. It might also be fun for people to remember the good old days when we used to drop coins into payphones to connect with others.
Interesting. It's an interesting thing. So they're not making money off of it at all.
I don't believe so. The calls are free.
Hmm. So just setting up a bunch of payphones around the town again, like you used to. Are they going to be in like the big glass thing? Probably not.
I don't. It's more like, you know, when you saw the bank of payphones and it was just kind of next to each other. It wasn't
a full-on
phone booth type deal.
Yeah.
This is all fun and cutesy and everything, but you couldn't pay me. You could not pay me to use a public payphone in this day and age.
Put that thing on your face.
See, this being all fun and cutesy.
The germaphobe you are. Oh,
the germaphobe we should all be.
You're right, though.
This is one of those things. Oh, yeah. Let's make a communal thing where we all put it up to our face and in our mouths where we're breathing and spitting on it. Like, again, going back to, this is cute.
I don't even like using the microphone when I go back to the studio because I know you've been spitting into that thing for 6 years.
What they're forgetting to remember, other than, look at payphones, remember those? They're forgetting to remember how disgusting payphones were. There was graffiti on them, gum stuck everywhere.
Yeah.
Ugh.
They really were disgusting.
Yeah.
Anyway, for some reason, didn't really think about it too much back then.
No.
Like, whatever. Because that was the common thing. I mean, you had to use it, really, almost.
You were out of options, you know.
And right.
Also, there wasn't a pandemic, you know, with a
that part too.
Spreadable disease. So, I mean, maybe I'm being a little, I don't know. What's the
post-pandemic
word? Post-pandemic, yeah, but being a pussy about it. But even even before then, I think we all knew picking up that payphone, you're like, I should not be touching this with my bare hand.
Yeah.
Like, this is kind of hold it away from your face a little bit. Like, eh.
I'll wipe this thing down before I use it.
I mean, payphones were just disgusting.
When you think about it, too, the people using it.
Yeah.
Probably not the cleanest.
If you're at a point, and again, I'm not judging people out there without cell phones, but it is 2022, and you can go to Walmart and get a burner smartphone, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, you don't even need to get a burner flip phone anymore. You can get a burner smartphone, all right?
It's not lying.
So I think I'm going to stay away from the payphones, all right? And the used gum and just grossness.
Ugh.
At that one guy who's like, hold on a sec, I got to check something. He puts the phone in his armpit while he's flipping through a magazine to try and find what he wanted to call someone about. Yeah, I want to order this.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it's disgusting. All right. Maybe just leave them there for pictures, you know, but that's it. That's it. I'm not touching it. You're disgusting. Bob, we oughta baby eats a boy. Remember the old 1-800-COLLECT commercial? Classic. Mom, pick me up from school. Make sure you get it in there in time. Hey, if you're looking to get a little sinful, Wallet Hub has crunched the numbers to determine the most sinful cities in America. Sinful behaviors.
Sin City.
Anger, jealousy, vices, greed, lust, vanity, and laziness were all part of it. The top of the list is obvious.
New York.
After that, you might be surprised by the rest of it. Top of the list. What do you think is the number one?
New York.
No. Las Vegas.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That was number one.
Yeah, I could see that.
St. Louis, number two. Philadelphia, number three. Houston, number four. Atlanta, number five. Los Angeles, at number six. Denver, at seven.
You ever tried to drive through Atlanta during rush hour? That's why people are losing it in Atlanta.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense in there. Chicago was number seven. Baton Rouge, Louisiana, at number eight. And Phoenix, you know, wild Phoenix. Coming in at number 10. I'm sorry. Baton Rouge was 9. So.
Huh.
Yeah, a couple on those lists, I wouldn't expect it. You know, I'm surprised New Orleans didn't make the list.
Yeah, you think they would be up there.
Right?
You know, it's just, it's the city life, man. It's a fast-paced life. I don't know. I like going into the city and visiting.
Yeah.
But just a few days of it, I'm like, man, I don't know. I'm good.
I'm still baffled that
too many people. It's just too many people.
Too much concrete. Too many people. Yeah, and things aren't going to go well when you get
concrete
that many
jungle,
people,
man.
That many people in one spot. I'm still baffled that people live in Las Vegas. Like, I feel like it should be a place where you can only visit. But no, there's Home Depot. All right, there's people going to Home Depot in Las Vegas. Like, that just seems weird to me. All right?
It does. You know.
You know.
Like, people live there. Every time we go, so the last time we were there, for 5 days. By the fifth day, I'm like, get me out of here, dude. This is terrible. But at the same time, it's so much fun to visit, and it never stops. It goes and goes, and the city that never sleeps. It needs to take a nap. That city needs to take a nap.
It should be like an amusement park, all right? You pay your fee to get in. You get in there, all right, and at the end of the day, see ya. All right, get out of there. Or the weekend. 5 days. What were you thinking? That's awful.
I'm not even a big gambler either.
Vegas
you
is
think
one
5
of those...
days we're going in there to gamble. No. A lot of walking around, a lot of looking around.
Vegas is literally fly in Friday night, leave Sunday morning. That's all you need. All right?
That you only need one night.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
One, two nights.
After that, you're getting in trouble. You're getting in trouble.
You know.
You're gonna go to that light pole that has legit Coke with a phone number written on it. And you'll be like, well, let's give this a shot.
It is just like a massive circus.
Unbelievable. Again, if you don't know that story, one time in Vegas I was walking around and there was a big metal light pole. And on it, someone wrote in Sharpie, legit Coke, and then a phone number on there. And I was intrigued. I was like, well, I just want to see what this is about. Because maybe I'll call and it'll be like a Coca-Cola dealer. He'd be like, oh, thanks for, you know, no one ever calls that. They think it's for the other stuff. It's really just a Coca-Cola dealer. I don't think it was.
Legit Coke.
Legit Coke. All right. This is the good stuff. You're going to get the good stuff.
I wouldn't call that number, man.
No.
Just saying.
That's the right to the police hotline. Stay right where you are. We know what you're doing. So there you go. Sinful cities. If you want to go be bad for a little bit, you can go to Phoenix, Arizona.
Right.
Delaware. Look, we're in Delaware.
Delaware.
Lastly, I think we can have some fun with this, Hunter. So there's some December happenings when it comes to space and planets aligning and all that crap. We have a whopping 3 planets in retrograde this month, which is sure to ring the alarm bells with zodiac watchers. Those who look to the stars will see retrograde positions for Mars October 30th through January 12th, Mercury from December 29th through January 19th, and Uranus from August 24th through January 22nd. So for Mars, this transit will affect us in terms of how we communicate our desires, how we act on our goals, and how we exert our energy in relationships.
What are we talking about? Horoscope stuff or space stuff?
For Mercury, that retrograde, people are always talking about Mercury going into retrograde, and it's never good, especially when it happens in Capricorn.
What is retrograde? You're saying this like everybody knows what you're talking about. What is that?
It's when it's in line. When it's in line with Earth, I believe, is what it is.
Okay, it's in line with Earth.
Yeah. And it can affect us. It can affect us through our signs.
In line with what? The sun and the earth?
Or is it just the earth? Or maybe it is the sun and the earth. Let me look. Does anybody know what retrograde means?
Hey, how about this? Let's keep our horoscope stuff and our space stuff separate. How about that? How about you horoscope people? You can go over there. And keep our scientists over here.
Having
now I'm going to go listen to the scientists.
Having or being a motion in a direction contrary to that of the general motion of similar bodies. That didn't tell me anything.
Much like the horoscope stuff, it's very broad.
Doesn't make much sense.
It just totally fits. Yeah, it's because it's the most broad statement ever.
Hold on. There's more with these retrograde thingies. Uranus is in retrograde is pretty scary because it's the planet of chaos and disruption. But in Capricorn, it's not all bad because it may inspire us to break free of all the things that may be holding us back as we enter into 2023. Do you ever read your horoscopes, Hunter?
No, that doesn't.
Let me read your horoscopes.
None of that makes even any sense to me.
Well, let me look at this. Let me daily horoscopes. I want to see yours.
When somebody asks me, hey, so what are you? Are you a Leo? Are you... Just rolling my eyes. Anyway, what do you want to know?
Do you know what your sign is? Do you know what your sign is?
I don't know what. No. Is it a Leo?
When's your birthday again?
August 9th.
August 9th. So you are a Leo. All right. Let's read your horoscope for today, okay?
Jesus.
You can expect to be volatile today, Leo. No one will dare contradict you or insinuate that you've taken your ideas from others.
No one crossed my path.
You have the potential to get really angry. Rather than saying things you might later regret, write down your thoughts. And if you do feel the need to make a speech, do it publicly. Your matches today are Taurus for love.
Call me now.
Call me now for your free tarot reading.
For your free reading.
When's your wife's birthday?
I couldn't tell. No, I'm kidding. January 12th.
January 12th. You're not matching up with her today. Your love sign today is with a Taurus.
Fighting words. That's what they are.
Or with the Taurus.
I'm angry today. I'm violent. My horoscope said so. It's my excuse.
Yeah.
Just go start.
Well, that's what people do. Be like, sorry, I'm a Libra. Well, that doesn't mean you can be a bitch, Nancy. All right, just because you're a Libra, that doesn't mean anything. Well, you know, Mercury's in retrograde, so it's affecting my aura. No, that's not a thing.
Who's writing these? Who's coming up with these? Somebody's writing them. There's somebody out there that is putting this in print, and you're reading it, and you're believing it.
Miss Cleo is, I believe so, right?
Miss Cleo? It might as well be.
Yeah, I want to read mine. Let me read my horoscope.
Call me now.
Call me now for your free tarot card reading.
Yeah, there's a reason she's still not on TV.
Is that racist that we do that accent? Maybe a little bit. Playfully racist.
No, it's Miss Cleo. It's not.
She didn't really talk like that.
It's a stupid horoscope accent.
I believe she really didn't talk like that. I don't think she actually talked like that, so. I think that was a fake accent on her. Call me now. So you are actually very, very, you're very aggressive this morning.
Well, it's how I get around this horoscope stuff.
I think your horoscope had something to it because you're very angry and pushy this morning?
Yeah.
Why don't you relax?
No, you're making me angry and pushy. The horoscope is make.
Whatever you say, Leo.
It's so broad and stupid. Whatever. Come on, guys. Come on.
I want to read mine. Hold on. This is mine for Gemini today. You must be wondering what in the world
is going on.
On the one hand, you have humanistic and harmonious thoughts about your family and work environment. On the other hand, you also have a deep desire to destroy everything in order to start fresh. You will have to choose. In any case, you have the current climate of fire inside you. Any sort of compromise will prove difficult. Don't go overboard.
See, they use a bunch of fancy phrases and they make it sound all, you know, horoscope-ish.
It's kind of like,
I don't like it. I think it's a stupid thing.
It's like a fortune cookie. You know what I mean? Like, we're just going to cast a wide net here.
Hey, you know what? What are we playing with next? The Ouija board? Come on.
You moved it. I didn't move it. Did you move it? It's moving on its own.
Yes, I moved it. I'm the one moving it all the time.
Yeah. Well, again, I'll wrap it up with this. Maybe there's something to, like, the full moon and stuff like that. It's throwing off our gravity and whatnot. But if you do believe in horoscopes, that also doesn't give you an excuse to be just a terrible person. Sorry.
My horoscope said
I can't help it. It's because Pluto is...
Stop reading it.
It's because Pluto's spinning counterclockwise and the sun is 12 degrees different and we're in retrograde. Okay, well, it just sounds like you're a piece of trash. I don't like you.
Don't bring space into it. Come on.
How dare you? Leave space alone, okay? Leave space alone. All right, there you go. That's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock